Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Daddy St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Whoa.
And we want to tell you about our latest event. I'm going to call it a caper. Would you call it a keeper? A caper, Larry?
We're talking about the gasoline caper?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was something.
Larry had a little excitement at the gas station. Why don't you tell them about it?
Yeah, what were the odds of that, yeah? Okay, so I needed some gas, you know, for the lawnmower to cut the grass, and it's getting late in the season, so I figured I'll just need a couple dollars, need a gas in my car. Okay, so I'll just go get like $27, $25 to the car, put the last $2 in the gas can for the lawnmower.
Seems simple enough.
Perfect sense, right?
Simple enough,
yeah. Okay, go in the convenience store, I pay for my $27, I come out, I'm pumping up to $24.80 something, whatever. I stop it, put it in the gas can, nothing. Nothing's coming out. Can't get no more gas. I paid for the gas. Can't get the gas.
Mm-hmm.
Run back into the convenience store, okay? And say, hey, I got a problem here. Blah, blah. She gets the manager. Turns into a big thing. Okay, we reset it. You're good. Go back out. Same damn thing. Can't get any gas. Can't get. I'm thinking to myself, even if I have to go in here one more time, this gas should be free. Son of a bitch, right?
Yeah.
So, well, guess what? So I go back in a third time. You know, it's like I got this problem. Oh, we're sorry, sir. I reset it. Everything should be good. You won't have any more problems. Okay. Go out. I'm pumping the gas. Yeah. The ticker thing on the pump's not even clicking. It just says zero.
Yeah, but they're having a problem.
Yeah, but the gas keeps coming out. That's the funny thing.
Mm-hmm.
I fill the can up, right? Gas is more than $2, you know, a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
I get this big container, and it's filling right there. I said, oh, boy, what's that? So that maybe it'll better put somewhere in my car
mm-hmm.
just in case,
yeah.
You know? So I start putting some more gas in my car. But after a while, you know, I felt like a criminal or something like that because I know I was getting way more gas.
Yeah, you're too good. You're too good, Larry. You couldn't do anything that's against them. Their pump was broken.
I know. Some guys would just start waving people over like, hey, Joe, come get some gas, you know?
Yeah, they would. They fill up their tank.
Fill her up.
Yeah.
Line them up like dominoes. Come on, $1.50 a gallon maybe. Not me.
Yeah.
No. I reset the thing after a while.
You know, you're too good, Larry. But, you know, you went in three times. You tried to get help three times. Now, they should have sent out somebody to help you at the pump, but they didn't. So, you know, whatever. That was your payment for being inconvenienced.
Yeah, but I wasn't taking no more gas. I was afraid I end up going to the clink. The cops surround me again or something. You know, Larry the dumpster diver's doing a gas scam now or something.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want that crap. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So this is what happens. We have exciting things happen to us, you know, and we just want to share them because, you know, it's odd. Sometimes we have odd things happen, don't we, Larry?
You know, that sure was, yeah.
Yeah. And then he went to the bank and tell them what you sold the girls.
I told him, I said, you know what? This is what happened. I said, I'm no criminal, but I said I could have filled your car and your car and your truck and your neighbor's bus and everything else if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But
and it was showing zero.
No, I was the good guy. It was free gas Wednesday, but not on Larry's dime. No way.
No, you're too good, Larry.
Nope, I shut it down and I stopped taking the gas.
Yeah, this just goes to show you the integrity that my husband has, because you're a good man, Larry.
That's right.
You're a good man. I wish Bobby could see that, son of a bitch. Anyway, that's for another podcast. So thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life, and you have a great day. Bye.
Bye-bye.